Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Irene Lagan. Pope Benedict met today with the major archbishop of the Syro-Malabar Church. This Eastern Rite Catholic Church is based in India. Charles Collins has the story.
His Beatitude Isaac Klimas the Tunka is the second major archbishop of the Syro-Malankara Rite, which is based in India. Pope Benedict met with him on Monday in the Vatican.
In your capacity as head and shepherd of the Syro-Malankara Church, your beatitude has been entrusted with the mission of leading and sustaining the Christian witness and ecclesial life of the faithful of the noble church throughout the vast Indian subcontinent and the other regions where Syro-Malankara Catholics are found.
The Syro-Malankara Rite came back into communion with the Catholic Church in 1930, centuries after its first encounter with European missionaries who had originally tried to suppress the ancient rites, liturgies, and practices of a church which traces its roots back to St. Thomas the Apostle.
Even though they went away from the Catholic Church, from that moment onwards, there was an inner urge for them to come back.
Sister Ceciliana Varghese is a member of the Indian program here at Vatican Radio.
According to the Second Vatican Council, every rite should be nourished and should grow. So Pope is trying for that.
Pope Benedict told the new archbishop he was entrusted with an important task.
On the one hand, through faithfulness to the Apostolic See, you will always participate fully in the universal grace of the one Church of Christ. On the other hand, your fidelity to the specifically Eastern features of your tradition will enable the whole Church to benefit from what, in his manifold wisdom, the Spirit is saying to the churches.
Currently, there are about 400,000 Syro-Malankara Catholics in the world. I'm Charles Collins.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.